St. Louis this year. What are some of the perils out there, Janet? I mean, we already talked about the mosquitoes, which I'm sure have landing lights on them.
They could probably carry you off.
Yeah, I mean,
in swarms.
I mean, that's got to be one of the perils. And then, of course, you know, you've got various
thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms,
that's
all
right.
That kind of stuff. What do you do when you're on the river and you get thunderstorms? Because, you know, they barrel through that.
They do barrel through that, and that is one of the questions that I've asked those who have gone before me.
Yeah.
And you just sit it out, try to stay in the lowest spot as possible, get in your tent, and
hope it doesn't blow your kayak away.
Hope it doesn't. Well, kayak will be tied down at every stop.
Yeah.
That's what I've been told, to always tie your kayak down.
Yeah.
So that was good information for me.
And what about, what is it? Is it the carp, the flying carp that they have here that shoot out and smack people sometimes?
That's on the lower river, and it's interesting you bring that up because there's been a couple occasions. One time a fish jumped up and got inside my cockpit, but luckily not below my lap, so I could get him out. It was freaky. And then another time a fish just jumped right over my bow, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, those jumping fish.
As long as he doesn't
come in my boat. But what you will get to see, though, of course, are eagles and stuff, right? They're up on the bluffs and things like that.
So. Sure, eagles down here especially, and up in Montana as well. And hopefully I'm going to see a lot of moose, and I'll go right through a wildlife refuge and with trumpeter swans are mating right now, and just all the wildlife I can possibly see, I hope to videotape and take pictures of.
Now, of course, a trip like this requires immense planning. Do you have any kind of team that's going to be supporting you, or are you basically the team, and they'll be shipping stuff to various and sundry points along the way to keep you supplied?
I have a team at the very beginning. My daughter and a friend who works for Missouri River Relief will be coming up to support me the first week or 10 days until I actually put my expedition kayak in the water, and then I can send them along their way. But
how do you train for something like this? Because, you know, you're obviously a regular paddler, but I'm guessing that, you know, during the winter it's hard to get in and out of the river. How do you train for something that's going to be this taxing on you mentally and physically?
I think the mental training is the most important, and that's why on the Facebook paddlers pages groups, I've been consulting with a lot of paddlers and finding out what their experiences have been. So it's more mental than there was a gentleman from who I bought my boat from Australia, and he went down from Three Forks to St. Louis and had never been in a kayak prior. So
his first time in a kayak, he
first
did that?
Time. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Australians. You know, that's what it comes down to, that frontier spirit or something. Now, you have sort of, you bought his boat, is that right? And that's the one you're going to be using?
Yes.
And you just put in yesterday, it was the maiden voyage, is that right?
That's correct, under its new name, Blue Moon.
So where did you take it from yesterday for a maiden voyage?
Yesterday we had a little christening ceremony, very loosely traditional, and a group of us paddled down from Catfish Katie's at Huntsdale, two or three hours down to Cooper's Landing. It was very, very beautiful and pleasant.
I bet it was yesterday. You picked a really good day for that. So 10:34, we'll come back with more with Janet Moreland. She is going to be canoeing down the Missouri River, kayaking down the Missouri River, starting
dependable. News Talk 1400 KFRU.
It's 10:39. Welcome back to the morning meeting. News Talk 1400 KFRU. Simon and Renee back with you. And we are talking about a fantastic expedition on the Missouri River. Now, was this on your bucket list? I have to know. Do you have a bucket list?
There was something, some expedition was on my bucket list, but I didn't narrow it down until last summer.
We're visiting with Janet Moreland, by the way, and she has a website, loveyourbigmuddy.com, and she's talking about her expedition down the Missouri River from its source. And you want to finish the expedition all the way to the sea eventually.
I do. I would love to do that, and I plan on doing that 2014 during the summer.
So, but in the meantime, it's just a 2,600-mile trek this summer, right?
Yes, it's the maiden voyage here.
Now, how many days will that take?
Approximately 3.5 months. I hope it doesn't take much longer than that. I'd like to be back August 1st in case I have a teaching job waiting for me.
Right, because people are probably saying, you know, you've got a teaching job, hopefully, that you'll have waiting for you, right? So that'd be kind of cool to have a teacher. What do you do this summer, kids? What did you do, teacher? Oh, well, I just spent the whole summer on the Missouri River from the top to the nearly to the bottom. That would be kind of a cool expedition story for sure. And no doubt you'll have some tales. Some people, we were talking a bit during the break, Janet, and that is one of the other perils. We talked about mosquitoes and the like, but when the river is up, which it might be, of course it hasn't been, you see some huge pieces of timber and all kinds of debris flowing down there at high speed. With you being so low in the water, is that something that just comes with experience, knowing how to avoid a lot of the stuff that's in the river?
It does come with experience. Most of those big logs are floating, first of all, in the lower Missouri, below Yankton or Omaha, and they are in the channel. That's where you know where the channel is. So if you just stay right alongside, you can avoid most of them. But, of course, when it's flooding that high, it's likely I won't be in the water. I don't know.
What about the currents when you're close in to the sides and staying out of the channel? Do you have problems with currents, little whirlpools, that kind of stuff? Or is that all something that somebody who is as experienced as you are in the boat can negotiate?
I can negotiate those. I know the Mississippi is a little bit more extreme, but in the Missouri River, the swirls and whirlpools, I'm used to those, and they don't really have that big of an impact. Of course, if it's flooding, that's different.
Mm-hmm. Now, if people want to help you out, support you, find out more, you know, I'm sure that you're always in need of funds for an undertaking like this. How can people help you out if they think, this is really cool, we'd like to help Janet out a little bit?
Well, there's a couple different ways. My blog site, loveyourbigmuddy.com, is a great way to come and find out what I'm doing, how my planning and preparations are going. And up on the top, there's a page there called Donation Opportunities. I have a secure PayPal button that I'd be happy if anybody cares to donate to help support the trip. And I also have a GoFundMe page, too, that you can access. GoFundMe, Love Your Big Muddy Expedition for Education.
Cool. Well, Janet, keep us updated. We'll be glad to know. Now, when are you planning on starting? When is the start date for this? Do you have the date actually stamped out when you're actually going to trek up and start?
Well, we head up to Montana on the 14th, 2 weeks from yesterday, and hopefully it'll only take 3 or 4 days. Well, a couple days to drive up, 3 or 4 days to scope it out and get everything together. And then, I don't know, maybe the 20th, I'd like to head up to Broward Spring, but I'm not sure yet.
So the target date is April 20th?
For the spring. Give or take a couple days.
All right. Well, hey, that's
exciting. I'll have a spot tracker, too, so you can check
my
blog.
I've already signed up to follow your blog, so we'll get updates.
Yes, follow my blog.
Well, Janet, good luck. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
Watch out for the logs.
Watch out for the logs. And the mosquitoes.
And the mosquitoes.
Some might be as big as each other. So, you know,
it'll be a contest.
Anyway, but it's fascinating, and we wish you all the very best in getting to St. Louis by the sometime in the summer.
Yes, thank you. August 1st, hopefully.
August 1st, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Janet Moreland. And again, the website is loveyourbigmuddy.com. Janet, thanks for coming, and good luck.
Thanks, Janet.
Great, thank you.
10:40.